This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating history and physical examination on Brenda Martel, M-A-R-T-E-L, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Date of birth is 10-17-1953. Date of service is 8-29-2022. Miss Martel is a very pleasant 68-year-old female with history of follicular lymphoma, history of aortic valve, mechanical on Coumadin, history of subdural hematoma, status post craniotomy and hematoma evacuation, also history of right-sided hemiparesis, history of cirrhosis, admitted to the hospital after she had a fall. She was found to have an acute traumatic subdural hematoma along the anterior posterior cerebrum. No evidence of brain herniation. Her INR was 1.8 at the time. Patient was reversed with Kcentra and vitamin K, was admitted to the SICU. Repeat head CD on 8/20 was stable. Neurosurgery recommendations were to repeat head CT in 2 weeks. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's sitting up in the chair. She has complaints of mild headache. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She does have some joint pains off and on. Overall, she has been off Coumadin. Plan is to have repeat head CD in 2 weeks' time. If okay and look stable, then recommended starting Coumadin at a smaller dose. Patient at the present time, otherwise had been feeling well, just feels generalized weakness and tired. No other complaints. Past medical history had been significant for anemia, ascending aortic dilatation, cirrhosis, DVT, follicular lymphoma, hypertension, hypothyroidism, migraine headaches, ovarian cyst, subdural hematoma, and thrombocytopenia. Past surgical history of aortic valve replacement, cesarean section, and history of craniotomy and ovarian cyst removal. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of smoking, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary. History of ovarian cysts, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, off and on. History of DJD. Neurological, history of subdural hematoma, history of fall. History of right-sided hemiparesis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Lasik region over the right eye with the staples in place. Heart SNS, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one fall, next subdural hematoma, next right side of hemiparesis, next history of mechanical aortic valve, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next history of anemia, next history of cirrhosis, non-alcoholic, next history of DVT, next history of follicular lymphoma, next DJD. Treatment plan. Patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will have nurses scheduled for a repeat CT head in 2 weeks' time, continue other medications. Her Coumadin is on hold. Family understands the risks. Continue with PTOT, continue current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Douglas Sayers, S-A-Y-E-R-S, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, date of birth is 7-14-1953, date of service is 8-29-2022. Mr. Sayers is a very pleasant 68-year-old male with history of non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, cirrhosis, history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, status post-chemo radiation, history of a splenectomy, history of tracheostomy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, as well as perforated viscous, status in 2020, status post-exploratory laparotomy and bowel resection. Was admitted to the hospital with another perforated viscous. Patient arrived with peritonitis and hypotension. He went to the emergent operating room for exploratory laparotomy, was found to have recurrent duodenal perforation, underwent resection and with anastomosis, pylorus exclusion, open G and J tube placement. Patient did require CRRT because of hyperkalemia in the OR. He was subsequently extubated, was doing better. His hospital course was complicated by atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate, was started on amiodarone and subsequently on Lopressor. Patient was overall doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge for rehabilitation. At the present time, he stated that he's feeling well, denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for cirrhosis, chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, history of pancreatic mass, history of perforated viscous, recurrent perforation of peptic ulcer disease. Past surgical history has been significant for exploratory laparotomy times 2, cataract surgery, splenectomy, and excisional hernia repair. Excisional biopsy and so on. Allergies to hydromorphone. Social history, smoking, quit. He used to drink alcohol, but not at the present time. A review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. No history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation post-op. Respiratory system, neither cough, neither shortness of breath, neither pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. He does have history of peptic ulcer disease with status post-perforation times 2. His history of pancreatic mass. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed, and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, J-tube in place, extremities, no edema, pulses bilateral symmetrical, neurological examination, grossly intact, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, number two, recurrent ulcer perforation, status post exploratory laparotomy and resection. Next, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Next, peptic ulcer disease. Next, cirrhosis. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton, will continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.